Subject, how do I help without judging? Hello, Stephen Shirley. My best friend and I have been friends for 21 years, and we've been through a lot of ups and downs, but she's always been there for me. She's always been my cheerleader, sounding board, and all-around best friend. Our problem is that I don't approve of her lifestyle. She says that I judge her too harshly because I'm a virgin and our upbringings were drastically different. But I just want the best for her. Her mother encourages her lifestyle because she gets some of the benefits from it. Her mother has always been someone's mistress, girlfriend, or trophy wife. So I don't think that she's been the best person to take advice from. I constantly encourage my friend to get some type of training so she can become independent. Instead, she dates men old enough to be her father. These men take care of her in exchange for her favors. In quotations. She lives very well because her boyfriends have bought her cars, clothes, purses, shoes, a condo, etc. She believes that it's okay to be kept by these men, even though I'm constantly telling her that she's not going to be in her 20s and have the same body forever. I'm afraid that these men are going to move on to someone younger. When they do, I don't think she's going to be able to take care of herself. She doesn't even know how to balance a checkbook or pay a bill. Please advise me on how to prevent my friend from becoming bitter, alone, and worn out like her mother. Well, I'm afraid as her friend, you've done and are doing all you can do as her friend. That's it. All right? You don't judge them. You don't judge your friend. You can tell them. You could suggest to them. You can advise them. All of that. But most of all, what you do as a friend is be there for them when they need you, just like you said she was there for you when you needed her for 20-something years. You can't make anybody, a grown person, do anything. You cannot change them. She's young, getting fast money from men, and doesn't see anything wrong with what she's doing. She's following in her mother's footsteps. Her mother is her role model. What you were telling her is right. It's loving. It's caring. It's wise. I don't know, maybe a little hate involved. But anyway, she's not trying to hear it, okay? So leave her alone. Let her be. That's her life. You have your life to worry about. Leave her alone and deal with you. Just be her. Be there when she needs you as a friend. Steve?
Shirley's exactly correct in saying it ain't your business. It ain't your life. You know, you got to focus on you. You keep drawing these parallels to you and your friend throughout the letter, and I'm trying to figure out, do you want us to know that you miss Goody Two Shoes?
Right.
Are you really trying to help this girl? Because it was really like Shirley said, I don't know what you think you're going to do. You've been friends for 21 years. I'm assuming that's not meaning since birth. So you all may have met when you were 4 or something like that. Maybe you're 25, 26, somewhere before 30 though. We've been through a lot of ups and downs. Now, according to this letter, your friend has been doing a lot more up and down than you.
Yes, come on, Steve.
So we ain't going to get that clear right now. Yes. You ain't doing it nearly as much up and down as your homegirl doing.
Way more down than up.
Yeah, cause she up and down and herself right on to the top, so she thinks.
Right, so she thinks.
Our problem is that I don't approve of her lifestyle. She says I judge her too harshly because I'm a virgin and our upbringings were drastically different. Well, according to your letter, that's the truth. Your mama didn't tell you to act like that. Her mama has told her to act like that. You ain't ever had no sex. That's all she doing. So, yeah, y'all lifestyles is different, but you want the best for her. Now, her mother encourages the lifestyle because she benefits from it. Okay, her mother has always been someone's mistress, girlfriend, or trophy wife, so I don't think that she's the best person to take advice from. You do realize that you're talking about the girl mama, you know, best friend, her mama this. See, how do I help without judging? Your whole existence is judging. You judging what the girl do. You judge what your girl mama do. So what you mean how you do help without judging? What you asking us? All you doing is judging. Stop judging. But you can't stop. So you constantly encourage your friend to get some type of training so she can become independent. Instead, she dates men old enough to be her father. These men take care of her in exchange for her favors. Well, I hate to tell you this.
Say it.
But there's a title that comes with your friend. If you're performing sexual favors for money and goods, what you think that is? I mean, this is the oldest profession in the world. What you think this is? This what your friend is. You can stop shopping this thing around, trying to figure out what it is. This what your friend doing. She garden tooling it.
Okay.
I can say that, can't I?
Said it.
She garden tooling it. That's what she doing. Yeah. Garden tooling it. Got all these cars, clothes, purses, shoes, a condo. And she good at it. Condo.
Condo.
I got the purse.
Right.
I got the shoes. I got a car payment, but when you get a condo, that's a house.
A crib.
Your friend is outstanding.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.